have been struggling to post for a lot of different complications.
Welcome to Jump in the Tinsel. I'm Jez Bolt.
I'm Lou Thayer.
That's the perfect radio voice.
All right, for you.
All right, enough of that. Enough of that.
Is that it?
All right, get into it.
Break it down a notch.
It's Jump in the Tinsel with Jez Bolt and Timmy Tucker.
All right, so
yeah,
first cab off the rank.
Mm-hmm. The intro's done.
Yeah, that's right. So tick that. The dishwasher talk.
Oh, yeah.
Loading the dishwasher in your home create a series of debates?
My dishwasher at home. These are my dishwashers.
Dishwasher.
All together, one, two, three, okay? One, two, three! Dishwashing loading! Okay.
There's the theme right there.
Again with the dishwasher talk.
Well, because we've got this fucking...
It's a staple in our...
Oh, no,
in our podcast.
Okay, so we need a stapler section.
<It's most laughs>
I just returned my sister-in-law's stapler back, so is that a story? Maybe I'll put on the notes for next time.
You borrowed a...
Yeah, it was one of the long ones.
Ah,
so you could...
Booklet or something.
Yeah, so you could staple the guts. Have you ever tried to...
Yeah, it doesn't
work. You can't.
So you need an extra long stapler.
It needs guts.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It needs a big hole down the guts. But anyway...
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Needs guts.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and it's a big hole down the guts.
She said. That's what she said.
And that's up the guts. Dishwasher, and then because we had the fridge was on the fridge. It's fridged. And easy problem here.
Yeah.
Fixed it.
So what happened?
I don't know.
We came over and there was no ice. And then you went, the freezer's broken.
Yeah, and everything started to de-bloody frost.
Yeah.
Lost all the fridge guts.
Yeah.
And that's all gone. Gone in the fucking bin.
Expensive.
Anyway, so he came and fixed it. And then while I was here, you might want to try this at home, off the back of the fridge repair, because it was a $120 call-out fee.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, for the same call-out fee, fix me bloody dishwasher, mate.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm
already out here.
Did this, did that, and did this. And he was just saying, all's we're doing is running it on too hot a cycle. So it's evaporating the water too fast. And then overheating the system.
Here's your problem, you've been washing dishes.
That's what the vacuum guy said to me.
Yeah.
When I brought it up for repairs. Here's your problem, you've been sucking up dust.
Yeah.
Almost fucking...
Now...
Headbutt of the cunt.
Let's get back on track here. You had our brother Mikey T...
Nah, that was the old dishwasher.
Fix the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So that was the old one. This is only 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, so we ran it twice, though. One, and then we must have hit
now,
the hot cycle, and we're like...
Once again, I will accept your apology.
What?
Because I am right, once again.
About what?
About your abusive nature towards your appliances.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Your dishwasher technique needs to be... Now, you can roll your eyes as far back.
Can you hear them?
No, they've gone down to your feet. They're so far down your throat now. You abuse. You don't rinse off. You pack too tight, too heavy, too long. I don't reckon you've ever used a rinse aid.
Yeah, no, a rinse aid, yeah, mate.
You got a rinse aid?
Yeah.
I love a rinse aid, mate. Yeah, you got a rinse aid. What do you reckon it is? Some sort of chemical that sticks to the plates?
Yeah.
And then
why aren't we using it in the sink? Why haven't they ever come up with a rinse aid for the sink?
Or your car.
Domestic.
Cover your car in rinse aid.
Oh, that's not a bad experiment.
Yeah.
That's not a bad experiment.
Because I washed my ute for the first time in like 3 or 4 years yesterday.
And then give it a
rinse aid.
Give it a rinse aid, but then do you rinse it off? And does that rinse the rinse?
I think the water, you leave the rinse on, and then next time it rains, it rinses straight off.
It beads. It doesn't even hit it.
Beads off.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's just what car products are.
So you would disagree with my assessment of your abusive...
Well, it was overheating, not overpacking, you see. See what I mean?
I don't see how a dishwasher can be designed to overheat.
Dish. Wash. Wash. Washer.
Washer. So you're not going to rinse?
No, fuck it.
What are you going to do with the fridge?
Yeah, so we just started to we repacked it.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, everything's back to normal. Yeah. And then got up the next day and then opened the fridge and was like, it's hot in here. This is like a cupboard. So all the milk and all the stuff that we'd poured on it was like hot. The chicken from the night before, the $23 fucking Coles chicken, gone. Because you're not going to eat a chicken that's been in a
I don't mess with hot chicken, mate.
You don't finish a delicious, succulent chicken meal and put the leftovers in the cupboard.
No.
In the pantry.
Which is the style of the times. What's in the 30s style of the time? And 40s, I mean.
You just chuck a block of ice in the top. Ice box. Like, should be right, mate.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how that doesn't make everything wet.
Mm.
You know? But anyway.
Drip tray? I don't know. Yeah. I think the ice is down the bottom and then your food's up top.
Yeah. Doesn't ice cool drops?
You know what's cool? Heat rise. You know where's cool everywhere? It's right under your house.
Oh, yuck. That's crook. Do you know where mice are?
Yeah.
Under your house.
So under you're going to be up for repairs or anything?
So he said if it doesn't work, come and call us back and I'll just come and, you know, rizzle my dizzle.
Yeah.
And fix up the nizzles, and can't get onto the prick.
And he left his thermometer in there.
That's bruises.
Oh, is it?
I took it off him to see if what's actually happening. It's sitting on bloody 7 degrees, and you can't.
No.
Nothing survives a 7 degree cupboard.
No.
So I can't get onto him. But good thing is I had Audrey and her friend in here and the old guitars recording their first song for their potential band that they're starting.
Nice, yeah.
And he was a muso.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like, oh, yeah, but I gave him a tour of the studio, showed him this and that. He's like, oh, yeah, might give you some gigs for some weddings and did a bit of back and forth, all that shit. And gave us a discount.
Oh, because of the muso.
Because the old motorbike nod at the
traffic lights
shtick.
Yeah. Well, it's the same as like when I wear my pants, my work pants.
Mm-hmm.
Chop
out.
Yeah. Us guys that know those pants.
Yeah.
You're already in.
So I saw a dude get out at 7-Eleven last night when he got some petrol. He pulled up in his car, got out of his car, which was like a, you know, like a Civic.
Okay.
Honda Civic. It was like an unexpected car. He's a young dude. Gets out. Gets two empty bottles. So he like hooned in, got out of his car, put the two bottles in the bin, which was across the way, so he had to get out of his car to do it. He's in full fatigues, work fatigues, so he's not an Uber driver.
Right.
He's on his way home. P-plater.
Yeah.
Scooched, swaddled back over to his car, got in, hooned off.
So you just did a pit stop to throw two bottles away.
Yeah, what evidence is bottles?
Well, it could be urine in it, so it's DNA.
Urine. Mm. Yeah, because he was a bit of a big old fuppy.
Yeah, he's probably like, I can't make it. I gotta piss. I gotta piss now. Was it a Gatorade? It's a wider top.
So. Yeah, okay.
It's easier to piss into a Gatorade bottle.
Gotcha.
While you're driving.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Some people would
less flashback. Less aim.
Well, you just insert.
Insert, relieve.
Hopefully you don't fill it right up.
Is that when you chuck it out the window and the person in the back seat's like, ah, fuck. Goes all the way down the side of your car.
Good times.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was about.
No.
Pissed me off. I got back into the car and said, I fucking hate the world and everybody in it.
Well, I went for a 2-hour drive this morning just doing my Saturday necessaries, doing my quotes and whatnot. And as it turns out, nobody knows how to drive. It's very frustrating being out in the road.
Yeah.
I almost got cleaned up yesterday.
Yeah.
As I was going through a green light and there's two people decided just to turn and...
Right.
Just, you know, I had to slam on the brakes and go sideways.
I did almost see a big fucking... A delivery truck coming out of a slipstream.
Yeah.
And he was stopped and paused and then did his thing and came out right in front of a semi trailer.
Yeah.
And he had to still had time to honk the whole horn. Honk or
your wrist.
When you're
in a rig.
When you're in the rig, what's that thing called? The dunny chain. Air horns?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think they might have on the horn, on the steering wheel, like a beep beep.
Oh, like just friendly toot.
Yeah, friendly toot toot. Good day, mate.
Okay.
Or get off the road, birdos. Or but then okay, like if I'm crashing into you as a gunk gunk.
I'm having an idea.
Oh yeah.
Because like you can't slam the iPhones down. That's it. I'm fucking hanging up on you, cunt.
Yes.
Touchies because you don't want to smash the old screen.
Yeah.
So it'd be good if there was a thing like the air horn on a truck.
Oh, I've got you.
So I'm we're into in the it. Car. We got an air horn that attaches to things. So if you want to fucking hang up on someone, you just fucking go down the fucking phone.
It's same with like
so they go, oh shit.
It's the same with the automatic door closers that slow close. Like, you can't leave an argument, slam a door.
Yeah, and then it goes...
And it's the same thing with... You can't slam the phone down anymore. You can't.
They've tried to curb our aggression.
Hmm.
So, maybe we need to fucking have...
It's not working.
What's not working?
Curbing our aggression.
No.
I seem to be getting more aggressive.
Doesn't work.
As I get older.
Yeah.
Have we got a ding? We don't have a ding. Yep, ding. Go. Next subject.
Fucking hell. Next subject is I need a new mouse. And Mason got a new bloody keyboard.
Yeah. Gaming keyboard.
I don't like the idea of...
buying things for your kids?
No, buying things that cost...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, because they wanted $140 for a gaming keyboard.
It's pretty dope. I'm holding it now. It's got weight to it, and you can...
Yeah, it's got a lovely click-clack. And you can change the...
finger feel.
And you can change it. You can change all the buttons. They all pippity-pop off. Please don't pop them off.
Oh, so you could get a coloured J and a coloured T.
Well, it does rainbow lights, and you can change the lights, and you can customise all this kind of shit. Anyway, it was $140 from Buddy.
And he wanted to pay full price.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. You always want a bloody...
Discount.
Yeah, no shit. You can't. So I did a little bit of the old on the internet and found it for $40 down in Buddy Moorabbin.
Yeah.
Ex-Buddy Display.
Anyway, he was like, yeah, but who's been touching it?
Just goes to show you, though, they're charging $100 just for the store person to put it on the shelf then.
Because
if you can sell off a unit for $40, it's $140 retail, and still make a profit. Ain't worth shit.
It's something with retail, man. It's like the shelf space.
Why can't we get a $20 keyboard and sell them for $140? Do you know what I mean?
Well, isn't that what eBay and shit is?
You got to buy 20,000 of them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Temu.
Well, I've just got a Temu.
I package.
What are you getting?
I'll show you what I got. Temu. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah, right. Well, Tim's got a fetish with this Temu bloody joint. And they've got all his...
Enough!
I saw your interview as well with that other guy's podcast.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that at the end. And then it's basically just...
Did you get some guitar strings?
No, because I fucking...
Forgot.
I forgot to order them and then this fucking thing came.
But what's this? Oh, because you're collecting... audio tapes now, yeah? Yeah.
So I was like, where am I going to get nice, clean... Oh, it's already fucking cracked. Timu! I reckon these... Oh, it's completely fucked. Look at that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this sound.
If you're over the age of 45.
If you're over the age of 45, you understand what... No, it doesn't really sound that...
Give us a look.
It's an empty tape. That's tape.
And you got like covers. A whole...
I got like 40 of them.
Why, Tim?
Because I'm going to do... I'm fucking... My latest project is going to be out I'm only releasing it on retro formats. You've got your tape sets.
VHS.
VHS for the hard copy of the film.
Mini disc.
Nah, not mini disc.
That's not.
It's too modern.
Yeah, right.
And then I was thinking about putting a bloody hard mounting a USB stick inside of an Atari cartridge. Right.
Oh, well, let's jump on that for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Atari cartridges, but he sent you that YouTube video. And the latest rage is, oh, man, I can't believe it. I can't believe it that Atari's finally going to come back in a way. So what these heads are doing, tech heads, they're getting the old cartridges, Atari cartridges, opening them up and then putting new chips in there.
Yeah.
Right, video card almost.
Yeah.
And then putting retro movies like Star Wars
onto
the Atari cartridge,
mm-hmm.
put it into your 2600, and you can watch Star Wars
in ultra low res.
Oh, it's gross. I mean, you can't. No, it's you have to boxy. It's
squint, stand a mile backwards.
But it looks like an Atari video, like an Atari Sick. Video. It's so cool.
So I knew there was more to Atari. So if it's got the capability of playing that...
It's a good bit of kit, the Atari 2600.
So why...
Tap, tap, blow.
Whatever. Yeah, right. But if you get an emulator, which I got off Temu, and it has classic Atari games on it, each as woeful as
the they suck.
But even more woeful the further you get into it.
Yeah.
Still got loading time on it. Why
I don't understand that.
We're talking like... You know,
just cut
2 meg.
Yeah, we can cut the down. I mean?
Why is it
the load
still,
screen?
So it makes me feel like that part was utter bullshit.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because surely you can get past that.
I like saying utter bullshit.
Yeah,
like as in tits, udders, milks. You're wearing a Pac-Man T-shirt.
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
I am too. Topical.
So, okay, Atari games, top Atari games.
Thank you, Kmart. Yeah.
You got your Space Invades. You got Pac-Man, Mr. and Mrs. I'm counting as one.
I think it was Ms.
You got your Hero. It was a classic.
Hero was good. Hero and Pitfall are like...
Pitfall is, not too bad. Well, Pitfall was the start of... what was that? What's the chick with the tats? Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, yeah.
Or that Aladdin. What was the... I don't care.
But the games are shit because you wanted to do like play some classic games and film ourselves.
Go live stream.
But do Atari games. And so I went, yeah, all right, well, I'll just go and see which games we should do.
Mm.
Pre-review.
Mm.
And they were just fucking so boring.
Yeah.
So boring.
Dig Dug?
Oh, yeah. Dug, it's shit. You should see it.
Yeah.
It's utter... Utter shit.
What about your the plane game with Raider? Was it Ray Sky Raider or something like that?
Barnstorm.
Barnstorm was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. But they're all shit. They're only good in your memories.
Yeah,
in your memories.
It's a collectible rather than a.
It's an eclectable. But like you're saying that you were telling me about the Atari cartridge. Algorithm.
Yeah, just said that before.
Yeah, and that I didn't watch it yet, but that popped up on my feed, and every time you say, oh, "I got to check out this video," it's like I was just looking at that on my algorithm. Yeah. So, how have our algorithms?
Well, alcohol rhythms. it was bizarre, right? You had said Japan, right, on the phone to me.
Yeah,
Japan this, Japan that. Yeah. I didn't say it out loud. Oh, no. And then I told Cassie...
Out loud
what you had told me about Japan.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, on my YouTube feed, traveling to Japan soon. here's what you got to eat.
Yeah.
But then, recommendash, 100% literally, watch Shogun.
Shogun.
Set in the 1600s.
Well, Shogun is in S-H-O-G-U-N.
As in the Japanese Shogun.
TV series?
It is a series. No, it's not on television.
No.
Man, it just seems that the Japanese, you look at the culture, it's beautiful, and the gardens and the hair and the swords. You know, which I didn't realize that people pronounced it swords.
Swords.
Yeah, isn't that they how RZA says
yeah,
it?
Like film.
Swords. Wu-Tang Swords.
Yeah.
They right. pronounce the W. But it seems that Japanese culture is fucking uptight in the 1600s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're committing bloody harikari on themselves. Ooh. And the shippuku.
Gesundheit. Sounds delicious.
Just so uptight.
Mm.
And you've offended me. Now you got to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Otherwise, okay. We're all going to war.
Yeah,
and okay. I'm going to murder everyone in your clan.
Okay, gotcha.
So don't interrupt me again.
Yeah.
Because you're all dead.
Right. It's a bit uptight.
It is very uptight.
They put
an
end to that, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I think Hiroshima kind of fucking fucked everyone up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Sort of like took the...
life out of...
The warrior.
Hundreds of thousands of people. No, I think they spirit outlawed... They outlawed ninjas or...
Samurai.
Yeah, they wiped them out, didn't they?
Oh, I fucking don't know.
Outlawed it. Took our fucking guns, is what they did.
Yeah.
It is. They disarmed them.
I mean, a sword. It's not going to protect you against a cannon or a gun.
Hattori Hanzo?
Yeah.
Anyone? That's the sword in Pulp Fiction. No, Kill Bill.
Hattori
Hanzo. Yeah.
Are you going?
A very elegant weapon. Yeah, we're going in October.
It's an amazing story.
Yes, Vanessa got awarded some tickets for being such a good little worker.
Good little worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to...
If you did that in front of them, it's highly offensive.
Oh, they
highly
offensive. I think they like... There's something about you're allowed to be noisy while you're eating. Because it signifies enjoyment or something like that.
But you know,
you can't point at anything because that point is like...
Up yours.
Our point is there.
Up yours.
Yeah. Sit on a witchy.
Through the feed, it came up again. The geisha women, the geisha girls.
I do.
There's a whole town of them, like a historical town, and they still walk around in the kit. You know, they're just doing their thing.
Mm.
It became so popular with the tourists.
Yeah.
And they started touchy-touchy and noisy-noise and bus loads. And do you know what the town said?
Fuck off.
Fuck off. No more foreigners. No visitors. More.
Okay, because there's a few things they've changed. Because they've changed the rules. There's this place in the rural hills, mountain foothills, where all the deer go, where the deer roam. And they've changed the rules. No more tourists are allowed to jump on the deers for photos. No more sitting on the deers. What the fuck are you doing? Why are these deers letting them?
It's not Bali.
No.
You know, it's not Thailand.
Question in the back.
Yep.
Can we ride them? No, we prefer you didn't. Gonna anyway.
Mm. What about sticking my finger up its ass? No.
No, we prefer you didn't.
No.
Dear.
And by the way...
Wanted to see if he was going to say, oh dear.
Let's not go to the suicide forest.
Don't go to the suicide forest because you might come across a dead body.
Well, it's 95.9%. You're going to.
Mm. Didn't that happen with like a YouTuber?
Logan Paul. Yeah.
Something
Logan
like
Paul,
that?
The boxer.
What boxer?
Logan Paul.
Give me more information.
Logan Paul was a Disney boy.
Oh,
they
is
were
he
twins.
The,
is I think they were twins.
Is he the guy that's going to fight?
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Okay.
No, he's the guy that's going to get his head knocked off by Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, can you weigh in? What do you reckon?
I'll weigh in at the videos of Iron Mike, training. It's scary.
Mm.
He's a 58-year-old bulldog.
Oh, this is my hip prediction. I'll say it here first, right? Is that he won't. He starts biting ears after round four, round five.
Yeah.
Right? So he's inevitably going to get tired. And they're going to say, for the sake of Netflix, it's got to go at least three rounds. And Mike knows that after three rounds, he's going to have to fucking bite his way out of it.
Mike Tyson can go 10 rounds easy.
Yeah, he probably could. But I think what he's going to do is he's going to piss Netflix off by coming in and hitting this prick in the tattoo within round one or two.
They'll
go one round and they'll go ding, 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 or cut to the ads, whatever they do. And then he's going to come in and just fucking finish it.
Yeah.
Or if it goes past, they're going to go after round four or five, they're going to say, health warning, we think, and then no one's going to win.
Oh, yeah. A draw.
They won't. It'll be a point thing, and you won't have to see Mike go down, and you won't have to see the other dude beat him, or vice versa.
It's good for the game.
It's boxing. Great. I can't wait.
There's something, Donut, your boy Donut, on the internet, he's a conspiracy guy.
Donut Factory, yeah.
He was saying something about the June 6th, right?
There's some numerology
and then Netflix is in on it because, you know, there's Satan incarnate. And then and then Mike Tyson, he's got the eye, you know, the tattoo around his eye. It's like the eye of Horus. It's like the one eye fucking, you know, covering the one eye. You know, seen it, you know, that's above, so below. So it could all be a setup, but look,
he's got to crush it.
I hope so.
He's got to crush him and then retire.
Hope he kills a man in the ring.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Just like in Kill Bill.
We'll have to watch a man die. A boy die.
Again.
Because he does, from the waist down, on Mike Tyson, look like the He-Man toys.
Yeah, he does.
You're flashing and dashing your doodah. Look, he does. And so, like, you know, all Tyson needs is a bit of rubber band in between his hips. But
he's looking good.
How's the trainer copping all the bloody copping all the hits? You have to be fucking good to get out of the way of that shit. He's an animal.
He is.
It's great. Can't wait.
It's all a setup, though.
It's a setup, but I'll watch
it. It's smoke and mirrors. You know, while the whole world is burning in flames.
Do they do belts? Has he got belts?
I've never seen an exhibition.
Oh, because that's wrestling, isn't it?
No, they get belts for boxing.
I've never seen Tyson holding up a belt.
Probably weren't looking hard enough.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I might just get on the old scoochery-doo.
Yeah, he's got many belts.
Look at the doodah dandy. But
how do we get onto this?
He's got belts, but algorithms.
Oh, algorithms. Yeah, Japan. We're talking about Japan.
Yeah, so I'm going to Japan, buy records. Oh, we've decided we're going to go to fucking Satan Land, Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to go, we said to the kids, because there's two fun parks over there. It's Disney World or Universal Studios.
Yeah, go to Universe. Which has got
Jaws, it's got Back to the Future World, it's got...
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And Sean Lee, the Japanese, know how to do a good bloody recreation.
Yeah.
Hasn't got Star Wars World. That's Disney.
Are you going to go to the giant robot?
Yes.
Like, what is that? Like a 7-story robot or something like that?
Yeah, it's like a proper transforming Guyver.
Guyver?
Guyver.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that should be exciting. How are you going to go with the passports, planes, kids?
Did it. Right. What are you doing, man?
Sorry, it's my wife.
Yeah, and we're back.
Yeah, I've got a shopping list.
Yeah, of course you did. I've just, in that little break there, I just found this fucking heaps. He's
got all the belts.
He's saved. He's almost like, he's got so many belts around his neck, he looks like bloody Mr. T.
He does.
Did Mr. T ever have a belt?
I think he was a...
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a boxer, was he? Before Mr. he was...
He was a boxer in Rocky.
Yeah. Did he actually ever box?
He was a wrestler.
Right.
He was in the wrestling.
And he was Bruce Lee's bodyguard.
Was he really?
I think so, yeah.
Is it?
I think so. A blue.
Very aggressive.
He got rid of all his gold
chains
and shit after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go around flaunting it.
It's a power move.
It is a power move.
It is. I think he got rid of his fucking mohawk too. Have you seen him now?
No.
Yeah, I'll show you a little picture of Doo. You'll be like prepared to say goodbye to your childhood.
Does he look like Carl Weathers or...
Who? What? Dead?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. T now.
I mean, people do age.
Do you pity the fool? Just looks like some dude.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't maintain it. That's why when you see Mike with his bloody shirt off,
yeah,
he looks 50.
Yeah, those muscles are 50-year-old muscles.
He's got 50-year-old tits.
The problem is, like, with these wrestlers, the bodybuilders, all these dudes, their bodies are just mashed by the time they're 50, 60.
Yeah, because he was kind of a powerhouse, yeah. Mr. T. But then he covered his tits with bloody gold. Like, that's a lot of gold.
That's a lot of tit.
Is it real gold? That's what I'm asking, because it's more of a bib.
A bib of gold.
A bib of gold.
Yeah. Well, were you saying all the rappers now, they're either fake or they rent it.
They rent it.
Yeah. Because you're going to get ganked.
Yeah. I don't know how you can get away with it.
Ganking a rapper?
No, just like leasing it out, going out into the wild, wild city streets.
Don't rent anything off P. Diddy.
P. Diddly.
Yeah. Diddly doo da.
Diddly doo da day.
I don't think anything's going to happen because he's got so much video evidence for blackmail.
When we were listening to like fuck Da Police and the likes, and they were on the other side, you know, like, Boys to Men, ABCDBD. Like thugs. Soft.
Soft thug.
Soft thug. Yeah. Hits with the power of love.
Yeah.
As opposed to like
the
gat.
Gun.
To a gat. And even back then it was like, who? P. Diddy. No, who was he back then? Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy, yes.
Puff Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Yes. Code word.
Puff. Daddy.
You know what that's code word for?
He's gay.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. and,
but apparently you can't be gay in the rap game. I was like,
no, see, you can't. See, you can't.
Mm.
And it's the cover up.
You got to be on the DL.
I mean,
on the down low.
Sounds like a conspiracy.
It does sound a bit like a conspiracy.
Yeah.
You'd have freak off parties. Yeah. Where they'd record it. It's just an Epstein.
It's Epstein.
It's a classic standard blackmail, buddy.
If a honey trap is to vagine, what's to penis? So it's because it's a honey trap. Is it a mud trap?
Yeah, I think you're cock locked.
Mud flap.
mud flap. I like it.
Or is it?
That's a trap. It's got to be a trap.
What is it? What's that? Quicksand? Mud? Quick? I don't know.
The mud flood.
The mud flood. you've been got.
He won't go to jail. No one goes to jail.
No. Oh, no, he'll go to jail, but he'll die.
He'll go to jail for tax fraud or something.
Yeah. Suge Knight put it the right way.
We're trusting Suge Knight, are we?
No, but think of Suge Knight for a minute. Hold that.
Oh, he's in prison, yes.
He gives advice to P. Diddy saying, from who you filmed and the secrets you have, I'd be more worried about getting killed before you ever get busted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because if they know that he's about to squeal like a pig in the mud, let's just say
pig in a mud flow,
he's going to start squealing, and then none of them want the information.
Nah, that went out.
Nah,
that's why Epstein got.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
He's off with Hitler. He's off
let's just go.
Michael Jackson.
Let's just talk about Hitler for a minute, right?
Okay.
As if he didn't have an exit plan.
Well,
you saw
the pictures of his dead body, didn't you?
Yeah.
It looks like how old Joe Biden looks compared to new Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. It's
not the same fucking guy, man.
And it was like he had a long handlebar mustache.
Looks like a paper mache Hitler.
whoever that was mache'd.
It's like, I don't understand why when you're doing a death, like faking your death, why not say, he blew his face off? Like, he blew his head off.
When you're penning the final solution, right? Yeah. and you're sketching it down. We want gas inlet there. We want
a body dump there.
Body dump there. Big hole over here. Wouldn't someone say, Führer,
Führer,
how do we escape
Right.
Friends, they come after us.
Mm. No, it's but like, it's the sheer arrogance.
Oh, no, we're just going to shoot ourselves in the fucking face in a ditch underground. Right. Oh, but first we're going to poison all of our wives and children.
Yeah. He was on a submarine on the way to Argentina.
Yeah. As if you don't have a fucking escape tunnel.
Yeah.
Route. Plan.
Oh, you got to have it. Helicopter. Solution,
if you will. if you would.
Yeah, solution.
But that's what I say, like, even up, even let's go right to the top here.
Mm.
Michael Jackson. How's he, MJ?
Mm.
Surely, surely he had enough, right?
Bunkers.
No, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Surely he had enough for the industry.
Oh, he's had, like, enough, yeah.
How many times can you heal the world, make it a better place? Actually, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Drug overdose.
What if you are...
When he's 50, he's got another, 40 years he could just fucking disappear-o.
Yeah, just be...
And all you have to do is just be a corpse. No one's ever even going to see the corpse.
If you are Pete Diddy, right...
Bit diddly.
Why haven't you got a bunker? Secret bunker that you hide in? Like, and the cops can't get you.
And why aren't you in it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they do.
Yeah. Maybe it's a double body double. Like, because Diddy has been seen riding around on his pushy and just hanging out. And just, where? So it's like, in Miami.
Ah.
So it's like, fake Diddy.
Ah, okay.
Diddy doodly?
Diddy diddly doodly. So get Dodley, his body double,
yeah,
to doddle around on his bike.
How much is a clone these days?
Get shot up,
yeah,
by some Miami gat,
yeah,
and then they go, oh
Diddy's dead.
P Diddy died. Oh,
did he die?
And then, oh yeah, we can't show you the photos because he had his entire face caved in, so we don't know what he looks like,
yeah.
But, like, there's a black corpse over there.
Where's the neck tattoo he had?
Oh.
No, he got that removed.
Got that bashed off him. You watch. Watch this space.
Horrible burning building burns Diddy down.
Did he?
There's the...
But did he die?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yes. What's a clone cost these days?
Clone cost. What's a clone cost?
16 milli?
A piece of string. 15
milli?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
But I want, with the 15 milli, I want a double.
What's that?
A double clone.
Oh,
I want
far.
Two. I want a two.
You're
far.
Too far. Yeah, yeah.
Just in case one's...
One to shoot in the face and one to fuck.
Yeah, yeah. When can we fuck it? It's worth every cent.
But, yeah, clones, 15 milli...
You put him on a push bike, you ride him around Miami, you get
shoot
got,
his face off. Shoot his face off like you did
Tupac and Biggie.
That correctamundo. Yeah. Right? Drive by shootings played in Miami.
I think it's probably better for Biggie Smalls' career that he got.
Yeah.
Because rap gets shit as you get older. Like rappers get shit.
You rushing out to buy Snoop's latest.
No, man.
Hot track.
Well, Diddy? I can just go onto snoop.com and type in, get his AI voice, and we can just do a fucking rap song.
Rap.
Put it in, Tim.
Do I have to?
Yeah. There it is. We didn't even have to get him into the studio.
Yeah, get him in. it's a bit like...
what else you got in your notes?
Another seeing as we're on semi-conspiracy corner. You notice how they call all-weather bombs now?
Yeah.
Oh, I got hit by a bloody weather bomb.
Well, the weather Bureau bomb of is. Meteorology is bomb.
Bureau of, yeah.
Bomb.
It is.
Yeah, there's your little app there.
Yeah,
man. They can never get it right.
What's the B? Is the B at the end silent?
Bureau.
Oh, Bureau. Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah, right.
Bomb.
Bomb. There you go. I like
there's
that.
A shopping list just came
through. Oh, it came through.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the bomb.
But what's
with
that?
What's the weather?
Rebranding.
Why
everything?
Are we calling everything a...
Why is it?
Bomb. It's going to be cataclysmic.
Going off.
Well, there's some sort of solar eclipse happening in the States, right?
Yeah.
And they're all going... have a week's worth of food, bottles of water.
Yeah, but I did hear a little good little theory on that.
Yeah, what?
Is that that's extracted news reports from the area in which it's going to occur. There's this little town that goes over the top of.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that message is for them. Because there's going to be so many tourists trying to ride the deer.
Interlopers?
That there's just going to be nowhere to stay. Yeah. I think that's what they said last time. You don't have to go out and be amongst the fucking plebs that are coming into your town riding the geishas.
Yeah, and it lasts like, I don't know, 20 minutes, the whole eclipse or whatever. And then it's like, all right, mass exodus, and we can only get this one road out. And that's why they're going, like, have petrol, have gas, have things, because these fuckheads are going
to... Yeah, and then that files through to the conspiracy rapport.
Mm.
And then,
but it's also like, all you need to do is, if you own stock in toilet paper, just go, oh, there's a massive shitstorm.
There's a shitstorm coming. Yeah. Shit bomb.
Yeah, it's a shit bomb. Better get some dunny paper. We're running out of dunny paper.
They love dunny paper during a fucking shitstorm. I love it.
It sells like $20 a roll.
Mm. Who would ever thought a shitstorm? Toilet paper would be the thing.
I thought of it. Everyone's saying you've got to invest in something that everyone needs. I was like, well, so invest in toilet paper. It's never going away. But then the bidet.
Yeah.
The bidet came around.
Big bidet.
You know what? I find it kind of gross.
Getting a hot squirt up. This is what I want to know, right? We sit, we squirt, we wash, we clean.
Yeah.
We smile, we wince.
Yeah.
We stand.
Yeah.
Then do we drip?
Yeah. Do we drip dry? Or do you need a...
Do you have to do what the dogs do and fucking flap it off? Fap it off your...
Do we need a...
It's hard to do
with personalized bidet towel. Because the people who use the bidet are going, oh, the toilet paper doesn't get your ass clean enough and it's bad for the environment and it cuts too many trees down.
Yeah.
But after you, like you're saying, like I've just had me ass like squirted. Do you use a hair dryer when you get out, or do you need a specific bidet towel?
Yes.
That you.
Or toilet paper. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever tried using toilet paper as a towel? Like to dry yourself out of the shower.
Toilet paper as a towel? No. No. Oh, I thought you were going to say, have you ever used a towel as toilet paper?
Yeah, well, either
could
way.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
But I will say to this day, I ain't bidet'd.
I ain't bidet'd.
I haven't done it.
I've never done.
Never had the hot or cold squirto, but I think I'm going to get it in Japan.
Oh, you'll get it. You'll get it in Japan.
Yeah.
I just
beep
go.
Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
It's a classic standard. Take a shit into the shower. Shit to shower.
Yeah, because you know during COVID they were going to release the old camera toilets to
sift through our shit.
No, to film it and tell you like smart toilets they were going to call them. I bet you they're still going. Where they film and then they analyze. And they say they scooch through your poos, send it back to the data bank, and say, "Yep, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's bloody, you need to spend money." I don't know. If it's bloody, you must be healthy.
Why can't they just go down to like Werribee Sewerage Farm and just like test some?
Oh
random-
no, we did that. We did that. We're looking for COVID.
So we're looking for drugs and COVID.
We're looking for COVID. So let's get down to the shit fields and scooch through some turds and look for that nasty little COVID which keeps hiding in between the fucking shit and reeds. Why would you sign up for that job? It's like the dudes that go down and unblock the sewers from all the flushable
towels and the nappies.
Tailbergs that you get down there. And you, why would you sign up for that?
Probably the danger money, you only have to work once a year. I don't know. So, I mean, it's not for me, but...
Toilet camera, smart dunny. Is that too... If I put too much of an Aussie slant on that? Smart dunny?
Yeah.
Dummy cameras. No, that's fake cameras, fake security cameras. Which take just as much effort to put up as the real ones. Why don't you just do it? No, don't dunny. They didn't like the word dunny.
No.
Toilet cam, and then this is going to flag me.
Covert alert. I'd take you straight to Temu. Toilet cam
poster collage.
Oh.
I'm going to have to look at that. It's on Amazon.com.
Well, is it just photos of aughts?
Yep. It's toilet cam. There's a picture of a woman on a toilet. There's a picture of a dude. And then there's a picture of somebody having a yak. There's somebody that notices. So, yeah, there's two people together.
I thought you weren't allowed to have cameras in the toilets, Tim.
Pretty sure you're not. And then, oh, God. It gets pretty detailed. And then you're allowed to sell out on Amazon, are you? But you're not allowed to fucking say the word COVID on YouTube. What the fucking fuck? Toilet cam poster. Amazon, toilet cam poster. How do you install a toilet bowl camera?
You don't.
Oh, there's a video. Oh my God, the camera is massive. What would you, when you go sit for that?
Yeah.
You think you're going to sit down if you see a big fucking camera looking at you?
Well, these bidets, they got so many zip-zop zing, like little knobs and things that pop out. So, like, when you sit down, like, a camera could just pop straight out and, like, start filming.
This is fucked. Toilet camera Etsy, toilet cam. Oh. Do hidden cameras need a power source? Just asking for a friend. Do hidden cameras need a power source? Yes, hidden cameras need a power source.
Is it waterproof?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hard to hide a fucking camera in a dunny.
Well, with that, Tim.
Yes.
Is it that hard, though?
Which?
Hiding toilets. Dunnies in toilets.
cameras in dunnies. Oh, it's a bloody air vent, mate.
Yeah. But I'd always look up into those air vents.
Mm.
They're never clean.
No.
Doesn't matter what restaurant.
No.
High-end club. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. No one thinks to clean the vents.
No, they don't.
Ever.
Scoot your brush up there. Chuck the vacuum.
Yeah.
That's what that fairy thing on the vacuum's for.
I just did mine this week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Cleaned out my filter.
All right. There's the sub list of the list that's just come through. You better go get the
bloody. Yeah, better go get all the bloody foods stuff from Coles, brand new world order.
Give us a little sneak peek into what the list is.
It's going to be Diet Coke for Scotch.
Yep.
Scotch. Maybe some bread.
Some additional Diet Coke.
Let's see. Caffeine-free Coke Zero or Pepsi Max.
Yep.
4 to 6 bottles. Scotch.
Yep.
Tomatoes or cherry tomatoes.
Yep.
Snacks for you tonight.
Nice.
And then Pipil, hummus dip. Pipel, hummus dip.
Yeah, right.
Pippi.
Oh, because you've probably got visitors.
We got visitors coming over.
Yeah, but Sam, that's a visitors list. That's like, make sure there's something in the cupboard.
What do I have to supply? And make sure there's
plenty of alcohol
to
dull away the social pain.
This guy gets it.
I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
There's the there's music coming up.
It's always a pleasure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It bloody is, mate.
Get yourself onto the 3000 podcast on YouTube. See the latest episode featuring DJ Relic talking about all
things
of
DJ. It was really good interview. Andre, was it? Andre 3000?
No, that's Maloney.
Maloney? It was good.
3000 is the Melbourne postcode.
Oh, gotcha.
This is everything all Melbourne.
Melbourne-based. Isn't that what we're going to do for our podcast? A Melbourne-based
walk around. We're also going to do Lego, so.
And we're also going to do live streams.
And now we're doing dishwashers. So, yeah.
What about a camera in the dishwasher?
What about a camera in the dunny?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's get out of here.
All right.
I'm Timmy Taco.
I'm Jizbot. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Goodbye, mother.
They hop, they duck, they climb, they go through.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile. Had to take me.
like a ninja.
Jumping turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jumping
the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice. I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, I do it, I get away because
and there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile.
I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping
the turnstile instead of just paying $2.25.
That good technique, I pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body is not moving, my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile.
We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.